Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler says he's held several Safe Streets meetings throughout town this summer, and one thing was asked for again and again.
The overall concept of everything that we heard in that last meeting was how we were going to do with our juvenile offenders of curfew violations and truancy in Muncie Community Schools.
State law dictates a curfew for children under 18 that cities can adopt, which the Muncie City Council did in 2006. Now Tyler says the city will use the police department and the prosecutor's office to enforce the curfew. Children under 18 must be home between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. On Friday and Saturday nights, kids between the ages of 15 and 17 may stay out until 1 a.m. Police Chief Steve Stewart says if police officers find a minor out after curfew, they will issue a citation for them to appear in juvenile court and then take the child to a parent or guardian.
The community has asked us to do something about young men and women being out late at night.
City police will also partner with Muncie Community Schools to enforce truancy laws. If a truant child is found during school hours, an officer will deliver him to the principal of the school he's enrolled in. School principals will then have the responsibility of getting the student to class. Stewart says if officers find a child who is not enrolled in school, they will still take the child to Muncie Community Schools. Tim Heller is the superintendent of Muncie Schools.
We have an average daily attendance over 90%, so it's a small percentage of the kids, same ones that we deal with that causes a lot of grief.
City Prosecutor Jeff Arnold says when the same Muncie children violate truancy or curfew laws several times, it's not just the kids that will have to face the courts.
The state statute provides that if a child is found to be out past curfew multiple times, that a parent is presumed to know that. And if we have repeat offenders like that, I'm going to charge parents under that state statute because that's really where these problems lie.
Heller says he will meet with district principals tomorrow to put a plan of action together. The city says they will give a 72-hour amnesty period, beginning today, before they begin citing children for curfew and truancy violations. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.